Divine Grace S.A. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Dai.
Dai, Srila Prabhupada.
But when the yogi engages himself with sincere endeavor in making further progress, being washed of all contaminations, then ultimately, after many, many births of practice, he attains the supreme goal. Normally, I read from the original Bhagavad Gita, so if you have the same edition, but some different, little bit differences there. So we can translation, please repeat. But when the yogi
When the yogi,
but when the yogi
engages himself with sincere endeavor,
engages himself
engages
with
himself with
self-endeavor,
sincere endeavor
in making further progress,
in making
in
further
making
progress,
further progress,
being washed of all contaminations,
being washed of all
being washed of all
contamination,
contaminations,
then
then
ultimately.
ultimately,
after many, many births of practice,
After many, many
after
births of
many, many
practice,
births of practice,
he attains the supreme goal.
he attains the
He
supreme
attains
goal.
the supreme goal.
Okay, so if we could all please mute.
A person born in particularly righteous, aristocratic, or sacred family becomes conscious of his favorable condition for executing yoga practice. With determination, therefore, he begins his unfinished task, and thus he completely cleanses himself of all material contamination. When he is finally free from all contamination, he attains the supreme perfection, Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is the perfect state of being freed from all contamination. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Yesham tvaitam katam papam jananam punya kamanam te dundam pa nimokta vajanti nam vidavitha. After many, many births of executing pious activities, when one is completely freed from all contaminations and from all illusory dualities, one then becomes engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Gurave Guru Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namah. Pachyanat Yatamanas Tuz Yogi Samshida Tavishah Aneka Jama Samshida Tatu Yati Paramdhiya. But when a yogi engages himself with sincere endeavor in making further progress, being washed of all contaminations, then ultimately, after many, many births of practice, he attains the supreme goal. So this is the continuation of this discussion of the yogi who has been unsuccessful in his the yogi fell down from his practice, how it takes up again in his next life. So this is continued here. It means that when one's making spiritual endeavor, spiritual progress, that there's never any loss or anything. So in the Gita chapter 2 also, Lord Krishna told Arjuna this also, I think it's text 44, whereby the Lord said, Nehabi Kamana Sosti, Pachivayana Vidyate, Swapasha Dhammasya San Sri Yaritosh, no, this is another one. Nehabi Kamana Sosti, that whatever endeavor one put in, what Krama means effort, whatever kind of effort one put towards the spiritual practice, that is never lost. Like in the economics condition, in the material economics, there's what we call the law of diminishing returns. Actually, I remember this always, actually when I was in college, I was studying economics. So this law, and when I first became devotee, I remember they used to talk about this Vanashram systems, the division of labels, and these things. And one of the things that strike me is this, the law of diminishing return, which is some of the things that you learn in the economics subject. And normally in the material world, whatever you, if you accumulate something, and if you're taken out of it, there is diminishing. So which means whatever you take out of what you have accumulated, it diminishes. If you put, if you have $100 in a bank, if you take $50 out of it, it become, it remains the same, the balance is the same, $50. But spiritual result is not like that, it's different. So spiritual result, no matter what you accumulate, even though you might get some result out of it, like being, you know, having been given wealth or whatever, still, what you have accumulated is always there, it never diminishes. So, and that's what we've been following in the last few verses, that no matter what one accumulates, it's always there, that even though one has to take future birth, one actually continues from where one left off. So in this verse here, Sula Krishna said that the yogi, because it's a progress that one continues to make, you know, which takes, which can take over several lifetimes. So he said when the yogi engages himself with sincere endeavor and making for the progress, then was practice, he attains the supreme goal. So this is a lot of important point here that are here in this sloka. And they're talking on the same point, Srila Vishnu Chakravartipat, he also wrote on this verse. So he wrote as follows, according to Gita 6.37, one falls from the path of little practice because he is negligent in his endeavor. For such a fallen yogi, the path of yoga is attained in his next life, but perfection is not. He will attain perfection in as many lives as it takes him to become mature. He who never weakens in his endeavor does not fall from the path. Rather, after many, many births, he becomes mature in yoga and attains perfection. Kadama Muni also said, even the renowned sages who endeavor in a solitary place to have darshan of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna cannot attain perfection in one lifetime. It is for this reason that Bhagavan speaks this loka, Patyanam Yatamanastu, which means endeavoring harder than before. The word too shows the difference between these persons and those previously mentioned who fought from yoga. Some Sudha Kirvishal indicates that even a person whose impurities have been completely removed cannot attain samsiddhi or moksha in one life. So which means that it's not that by being washed of false infractivities, because one becomes washed of false infractivities due to yoga practice, because by engagement in yoga, in this case, as devotee, we are practicing bhakti yoga, which is the yoga of engaging the devotional service to the Lord. By the engagement of yoga, then one can be washed of all sinful activities. And without being getting rid of all sinful activities, the real meditation on the Supreme Lord is not possible. Because as may mention that the law it comes to reside in the heart of the devotee. So Mare Riduye Sada Govinda Vishram, that the third devotee is being glorified as someone who Govinda is always residing in his heart. So Mare Riduye Sada Govinda Vishram Govinda Kohina Mama Vaishnavaram. So therefore, so Govinda is always nicely resting in the heart of the dear devotees. So how can Govinda, Krishna, rest in our heart when the heart is very dirty? It's not possible. Because you will not see Krishna in a dirty place. The heart that is full of contaminations, the Lord will not come and rest there. So the Lord only rests when the heart is completely fully purified. And then, when the heart is fully purified, And then again it takes several bursts of practice. Because not that because okay one has attained success in yoga, so therefore one actually attained perfection. Because attained perfection, no, it says siddhi. Siddhi means perfection. But this perfection is not possible in one lifetime. It takes several lifetimes. And this is also mentioned by many, many great personalities. That is the Kadama Muni, who was saying that Bahujama Vipatrenam Samya Yoga Samadina Dasanya Tante Yatataha Sunya Gare Suya Padam. This was Sri Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 24, Text 28. That after many births, mature yogis, by complete trance in yoga, endeavor in secluded places to see the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport to this verse, he said, some important things are mentioned here about yoga. The word Bahujama Vipatrena means after many, many births, mature yoga practice. Another word, Samyak Yoga Samadhina, means by complete practice of the yoga system. Complete practice of yoga system means bhakti yoga. Unless one comes to the point of bhakti yoga or surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one's yoga practice is not complete. This same point is corroborated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bahunam Yamanam Mate. After many, many births, the Gyani, who has matured in transcendental knowledge, surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kadama Muni repeats the same statement, and after many, many years and many, many births of complete practice of yoga, one can see the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord in a secluded place. It is not that after one practices some sitting postures, he immediately becomes perfect. One has to perform yoga a long time, many, many births, to become mature. And a yogi also practices in a secluded place. One cannot practice yoga in a city or in a public park and declare that he has become God simply by some exchange of dollars. This is all bogus propaganda. Those who are actually yogis practice in a secluded place, and after many, many births, they become successful, provided they surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the completion of yoga. So we can really, deliberate on this above point, this purport, and also this verse, which is quoted in the Bhagavatam, that the actual yoga practice, it takes a long time for success. So of course, we know that when Sri Chaitanya Prabhu, when he made the appearance 500 years ago, he especially came to benedict mankind. Because when Krishna came 5,000 years ago, Krishna basically came to relish pastimes. It's called a Lila Purushottam. He came to perform wonderful many, many pastimes for in the association of his loving devotees, especially the Vajivasi. So he came and enacted many, many wonderful pastimes so that devotees, just by hearing about those pastimes, they can really, by absorbing themselves in that pastimes, then they can be transported to the spiritual world. So the Lord was performing pastimes, so he didn't really come to and those pastimes was only limited to those who are already greatest devotees. Not ordinary devotees, greatest devotees. And who are some of those devotees? We know, well, Lord Ramachandra, when he was performing his Leela some 3 or 4 million years ago, that time there are some sages who had been meditating for a long period of time. They've been performing austerity, they've been doing meditation for thousands and thousands of years. Somehow, by fortune, they met Lord Ramachandra. And then they prayed to the Lord that we they pray to the Lord for intimate association. They pray to Him for intimate association, basically for their possession in their meditation. So Lord Ramachandra said that, okay, when I again incarnate in the future, when I come as Krishna, all of you will have opportunity to take part in my pastimes. All of you will have opportunity to take part. So those yogis who have been meditating for thousands of years, and at the main Lord Ramachandra. So when Lord Krishna came in Vrindavan, so those yogis they became gopis. They took birth as some of the gopis of Braj. So that when Krishna was doing his lila, especially the Ras lila, especially, so some of those yogis who had become gopis, so they had chance to take birth. To take part, and then by their taking part, they attain re-perfection. The re-perfection is Krishna Paramatma, which is development of love of Krishna. So, so when Krishna was teaching, of course, then he taught the Bhagavad Gita on the battle of Kurukshetra, telling Arjuna. And then at the end of it, of course, this is part of the instruction which we are hearing from this what we are reading here. And then in the 18th chapter, he says, Sadhana Parityagya Mamikan Saran Braja, Hantan Savapapi, Yod Maksim Masu Chahada, don't worry about anything. Give up whatever I've taught you about yoga or anything. Just surrender unto me only. Become my devotees. And then, become my devotees, surrender unto me. And then, if you do this, I will deliver you from all kinds of fear. So, you have not, Masu Chah, you have nothing to worry about. You don't have to be afraid. So this is Krishna's last instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. So basically, he gave instruction that there was no practical demonstration about how to actually surrender to Krishna. You know, because Krishna is called Visaya. So his Visaya means he's the object of love. So being a Visaya, so he cannot be the giver. I mean, he cannot be the Ashaya. He can only be the gift, he can only be the object. So in that stage, it's not really possible to really demonstrate how to love himself. So therefore, in order for the practical demonstration on how love of Krishna can be developed, so Krishna again came in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he came in as his own devotee. So by coming as his own devotee, he gave a practical demonstration on how to really surrender to Krishna. And of course, the another specialty of this incarnation is called Mahavadanyaya incarnation is that it makes it very easy. To really attain the ultimate perfection of life, you make it easier. So, which means you don't really have to have so much qualification. You don't really have to have. It's not that okay. Even though you take several lifetimes of yoga practice before you can actually attain perfection, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he basically make it more simpler, more easier. So just chant Krishna's name. If you chant Krishna's name, you will develop love of Krishna. Because there's one thing, we're not chanting Krishna's name just because we want to be liberated. No. Instead, if one chants Krishna's name, not only do one attain Krishna, do one attain liberation, but actually one attain love of Krishna. That is the specialty of this Chaitanya Prabhu's incarnation. And of course, in the chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita, it said, Manushyanam Saha Sesu, Kaschen Yutati Sridaye, that even though it takes several, there are thousands of people, millions of people, who are trying to attain perfection. And among those millions and millions of people, maybe one person can attain perfection, maybe one person. And among those who have attained perfection, Christian said, hardly do you want actually become my devotee. So therefore, he said, bhakti sudula, but it's very, very, very difficult to attain bhakti to Krishna. Very difficult to attain bhakti to Krishna. Why is it so difficult? Why is it so weird? He said, bhakti sudula. This is very nicely explained in the Bhaktisiddhanta Kaviraj Goswami, in chapter 4 of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And before that, also in his prayer to Lord Krishna, so Lord Brahma was saying, you know, that Ajita, said that, what's that verse? I forgot the verse. Anyway, there's one particular line, they say, Ajita. Ajita means someone who's unconquerable. Krishna cannot be conquered by anything. Krishna is not possible to defeat Krishna. Also, many demons came, you know, so many great powers, but they're all easily killed by Krishna. So Krishna cannot be defeated. However, when one becomes a devotee of Krishna, Krishna becomes defeated. It's called Jita, becomes Jita. And we can see, when the Lord was performing his lamb in bright, sometimes the gopis of Vrindavan, the elderly gopis, they'd be clapping their hand. They will clap their hand and they say, oh Krishna, I want you, Krishna, if you dance for me, if you dance for us, we will give you laddu. If you dance for us, we will give you laddu. So the elderly gopis, they will be clapping their hands, singing. They'll be singing Krishna, and then Krishna is dancing. So Krishna is dancing just like a puppet. Krishna is dancing. And then the gopis, they'll be so happy, so blessed too, and then they will give Krishna laddu. You know? So, you know, they'd be dancing, they'd be giving Krishna laddu. So how can we even? So Krishna become a puppet in the hands of his loving devotees. So therefore, Krishna Dakaraya Goswami said, Krishna does not easily give away himself like that. It's not possible that Krishna will easily give away himself. That's why I mentioned that bhakti sudula. So therefore, it takes tremendous amount of practice. And in the purport that we are reading here, mentioned here that we have a Srila Vishnu Chakravarti prayer saying that a person must endeavor very, very rigidly, very, very rigid. It's not that it's a simple, slight endeavor. And it must be there with me, they must have a strong determination. You know, it must take a strong determination that in order to actually get the possibility of actually attaining the lotus feet of Krishna. So unless there is a strong determination, so as a possibility of perfection is not possible. I will always say that if you want to cross a river and you're putting your leg in two boats, you know, one leg this way, another leg that way, and trying to cross a river, you're going to be frustrated. This is the example of we want to attain Krishna, and at the same time also our mind is full of, is so absorbed in sense gratification. We want to enjoy. We want to enjoy Krishna. Even sometimes, okay, we want to serve Krishna. And then we start asking Krishna, that, oh Krishna, give me protection. Krishna, make this nice for me. Protect me from my enemies. But this is not bhakti. No, you are praying to God, to Krishna to protect you. The real devotees, they don't do that. Even though actually in Saranagati, he mentioned that Gopi Triti Varanantata, that the Krishna, the maintainer of the devotees, is fully, you know, that Krishna will protect him. You know that Krishna will, Krishna is the maintainer. So therefore, he engages in the Krishna bhakti. But those who actually make advancement, they hate the very idea that Krishna will come and protect them, that Krishna will come and provide the necessities that they need. They shared that very idea. There was one time, Raghunandas Goswami, he was doing japa in Radhakund. He was doing chanting. And he was doing chanting, he was in a very hot sun. So you know, when you come to India in the summertime, it can be very, very hot. Now we're in the rainy season now, so there's less heat now. But in the summertime, May and June, extremely hot. So Raghunandas Goswami, he was doing chanting on the sitting on the sand. So blessing sand, but it was completely, it was simply absorbing chanting. But what happened? Srimati Radharani came, she lifted her sari to cover Raghunandas Goswami. She lifted her sari to cover Raghunandas Goswami so that Raghunandas Goswami could be protected from the sand heat. As this was going on, so Sananda Goswami saw this. So, and Sananda Goswami, after they went to Raghunandas, he said, "Hey, Raghunandas, what are you doing? Our Swamini, our mistress, she's coming to protect you from the sun. From why are you giving trouble to our mistress? Why are you allowing our mistress to serve you? This is not the devotee's mentality. So therefore, you must make sure you should consult a thought." So therefore, Sananda Goswami basically chastised Raghunandas Goswami, like, "Why are you allowing Srimati Radharani to serve you this way?" We have so many stories like this also. That sometimes Raghunandas Goswami will be chanting, and then Krishna will come and we protect him from tigers. Because apparently those days, there are so many tigers in Vrindavan. It's like this is 500 years ago. So Krishna will come to protect Raghunandas Goswami from being attacked by tigers or like that. But this is what before that Krishna will come and give us protection when we come to serve him. This is not something that is pleasing to the devotees, to the pure devotees. They just want to serve Krishna. They simply want to make Krishna happy. They don't want to give any form of trouble to Krishna. They just want to give happiness to Krishna. This is devotee's mentality. So someone with this kind of mentality, then those who call devotee, then it is possible for Krishna to really allow such person to conquer him. You know, actually we can go on and on describing the glories of pure bhakti. Actually, the glorification of pure bhakti is actually it's really no particular word to describe it. You know, because as Nautam Dasakur said, Bachanera Agachara means that this is something that cannot really be described by words. It's not something. So in this verse, which we are reading, and the purport mentioned that after many births, one attained the perfection. So which means that those who attain perfection are actually those who make great effort in them. It's not just an ordinary practitioner. On every practitioner, you practice, you get benefit in your next life. You go to heavenly planet. You take birth in a high family. But that's about it. That which is still going to take you for a long period of time. It may take you another millions and millions of birth before you even come close to perfection. But devotees, they want to try harder. They want to try harder. They want to constantly bear Krishna. They want to pray Krishna. When will I attain perfection, my dear Lord? Kobe Robe Bolo Se Diana. When will that day be mine? Kobe means when will that day be mine? Kobe Robe Bolo Se Diana. Aparada Gochi, Sudana Meruchi, Kipa Bobi Hobe Sancha. When will that day be mine, oh my dear Lord? When by your grace all my offenses cease, and the taste for the pure name awakened in my heart. Sinadi kahina kobe nija mani sashunta guna ripavete yani sakale manande hapani yamane oye yaswati bona narasasa. When will I gain the virtue of tolerance, thinking of myself as lower than a straw, tolerant as a tree? When will I be respectful to all, asking for no respect for myself, and taste the sublime nectar of the name? Dana jana hara kobita sundari bodhi bono chai te ho shukha kari jame jame jau hoi gura hare hai chukhi bhati charale choma. When will I declare that I no longer care for great wealth or followers, feminine beauty or poetry? All of these are only men to bring comfort for my body. Oh Guru Hari, please give me costless devotion to your lotus feet. birth after birth. Kaurite se Krishna nama uchara na pula kita deo vada vachan. Bhai bhaiya bhipatu hobe sangatana nirantara nite bhobe asuda. When will that day come? When, as I utter Krishna's name, my words become choked up, and my body starts shivering. When will I tremble all over, lose bodily color, and have tears pouring from my eyes? Kabe na vadi te surado ni chate gora ni chayande. Miskapati. Natiye gaya birae bochite batule repoya chodije bicha. When will I run along the banks of the Ganges in Navadi, dancing, chanting, running everywhere? When will I become half mad of mind and sincerely calling out to Goranga and Chalambe? Kabani Chananda Mori Dorido Yakcharai de Mora Vistari Maya Dea Moya Ninja Charanera Chaya Namira Hotete Dibe Adika. When will Anitananda show me his mercy? When will he make my illusions about sense enjoyment dissipate? When will he give me the shade of his lotus feet and give me the right to enter the marketplace of the holy name? Kini bolu chibo hari namo raso namo rase mati hoi bo vivans rase ra rasiko charana parasa kori jamo zibo rase anibo. When will that day be mine? When I beg, borrow, or steal the nectar of the holy name, intoxicated by the name's effect, I will feel paralyzed, touching the feet of those who relish the chanting of the name. I will myself be immersed endlessly in that same pleasure. Kobe chidi doya ho ibo udoya ninja suka bodi swagi mani doya dakti vino doya koriya vino ya siya kampeye tahona koriya pacha. When will that day be mine? When I am kind to all living beings, when I forget my own happiness in a spirit of true humility, when that day comes, says Bhaktivinoda, I will humbly wander far and wide to preach the Lord's organ. This is how devotees, cry for perfection. Which means that how we attain Krishna, we have to really cry for it. We have to really beg for it. This intense crying, this intense begging, will really enable the Lord to show his mercy upon us. Otherwise, it's going to take a very, very long period of time. So I don't want to take too much of your time. If somebody wants to add something, or you want to ask some question, you can please go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that was very nice basketball. I understood everything, by the way. Maybe I'm either getting used to you or you're slowing down. But whatever, very nice class.
Thank you. Hi, Krishna. Sorry for who. I thought it was really very nice as well. The stories were particularly very nice. I really like what you said about Krishna being controlled by his devotees with their ladu. I mean, it's very wonderful. You can just imagine how, that we devotees can somehow other understand this, but how this would be completely, incomprehensible to people who are not party to this rahasya, this secret of Krishna consciousness. So it's very nice. And also the point you made about the pure devotee not looking for protection. That was very, very significant, actually, and with the story of Raghunath Das Goswami. So I appreciated that very, very much. And I wondered whether you could just say something about Julian Yatra. I mean, you talked about Lord Balaram, right? But is there any connection between Balaram and Julian Yatra? I don't know about that.
Yeah, Julian Yatra started a few days ago. Julian Yatra. It's a 1 week celebration. So Julian Yatra is where Radha Krishna are taking on his swing. It's a very, very wonderful celebration, actually. pastime takes place in the dense growth of Vrindavan. Thereby the gopis, they take Radha and Krishna and they put them on the swing and then they are swinging. It's called a Julami swing. So this is a swing festival of Radha and Krishna. There's a lot of wonderful descriptions of this in the Krishna Bhavanamrita and also Govinda Lilamrita by Kaviraj Devdasam Swami. This Jilayatra is very wonderfully described how Krishna will sometimes swing Radharani way up in the head and back and forth and how Radha Krishna, the gopis, they just swing them back. So it's actually very glorious thing. It's a big festival. If you are lucky to be in Vrindavan, at this time of the year, you can actually feel it. You can see the bliss that comes from this, wonderful celebration of Jilayatra. So it's one of the great events of Vaishnavism. How they celebrate this loving pastimes that takes place among the gopis and the Radha and Krishna. So it takes place this time of the year. Of course, for Balaram, he does not go to Rasleela. He doesn't go there because Balaram is Krishna's elder brother. So normally you will not see Krishna and Balaram. When Krishna is Balaram, you will not be with Srimati Radharani. So when Krishna is Balaram, he doesn't play flute actually. He has his bugle. Like we call it buffalo horns. Because that buffalo horn, he used that to call the cows. So Krishna does not play flute when it's Balaram because he becomes it's like a shame. Like, okay, I'm with my young, my older brother, so I cannot be with my ladies. So you feel a little bit embarrassed. That's why sometimes in Vrindavan, there are some Vaishnavas who actually criticize our temple. They criticize our temple, we were Krishna Balaram temple, which is the proper temple of a temple. They said that, why are you having Krishna Balaram there, and at the same time also you have Parashana Sunday on the same altar. So sometimes we get criticized. They say, oh, this is like a rasabas. Because according to the tradition, to the Vedic tradition, Indian culture, when a brother is present, a man will not be so happy to be there along with his lover, with his woman. So anyway, of course, they don't, of course, this is their own misunderstanding anyway, because they don't know the rule of the pure devotee. So Srila Prabhupada can see differently. So he has his reason why he established Krishna Balaram at the same time having a Radha Shyama Sundar there together. So nonetheless, so Balaram is not there, but he has another form. This form is called Ananga Manjari. So in this form of Ananga Manjari, Ananga Manjari is the younger sister of Srimati Radharani. So in this form of Ananga Manjari, he's able to participate in this festival. He's able to witness this occasion of Krishna, the Rasleela, of Krishna's Jilayatra and all that. So anyway, that's the way it goes. So just this period of Jilayatra, it's also the time when we are also celebrating the appearance of Lord Balaram, which is coming up in 2 days from now.
Yes, thank you very much. Very good. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, if there's nothing else, it's 7 o'clock here. Any other questions or comments?
Somebody want to add something? I didn't speak, actually, class was so. This is a short class or long? Is the class was short or long?
Normal. But no kidding. Very nice class, really. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So,
sorry, everybody should try to read the Balaram's pastimes. It's there in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. In the third chapter or so, it should be revealed the appearance of the Balaram. I don't know what the programs you have planned for Hawaii. I don't know. For Balaram's appearance day, and any program scheduled there?
I don't know. We'll do something. Chant Hare Krishna.
Kribo.
And of course, Daddy also devoted the everybody wants to drink a Varuni juice, Varuni nectar.
So that's dangerous.
They always make some kind of a concoction of the Varuni nectar. Because Bharan apparently was drunk, and then when he was drunk, so he became angry at Yamuna. But we should not imitate Balaram. We cannot imitate Balaram. It's not possible. But we can only follow him in his mood, which is the mood of delivering the fallen Jesus. He's always going about with his plow to dig out the conditioned souls. So how we follow Balaram is by going and preach and tell people about what they have forgotten. That's how we follow him, by preaching this message of Krishna consciousness, Chaitanya Prabhu's message. Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Sika. So that we worship Krishna, chant Krishna's name, and learn about Krishna. This is the instruction which was given by Mahaprabhu to Lord Nityananda when he told him to go house to house and knock every door and simply tell him this message, Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Sika. Simply tell him this. That is my instruction. So, the Balaram in the form of Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, so they will go house to house, door to door, and inform every homeowner about this message. That worship Krishna, chant Krishna's name, learn about Krishna, and your life will be perfect. That's a very simple message.
Hare Krishna.
Actually, I wish this class, of course, if this class was like a live class before me, then it's a different feeling. And, it's kind of amazing. I'm trying to get myself used to speaking to screens instead of to people. And, of course, also it's like nice. It's like a video, if you can see somebody. Then it makes class more interactive, more involving. But that's just like, it's like, when you are telling someone, when you are seeing who you are speaking with, it creates different feelings. So I hope in the future, maybe if you can make it like a video conference, and that'd be great. I thought you said you were looking into that, Ramananda Prabhu.
Yeah, Rasika Nanda just sent me some information that Google Talk has something like that for free. So I'm going to check this out because Skype is not a real stable platform. Whoops, what's happening? What's happening?
Yeah, you can speak.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Radhe Radhe.
Hare Krishna.
I'm sorry, I got that stuff here. Anyway, we better finish up here. Thank you, Prabhu. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
So from now on, until Radhastami, maybe we can try to get class more devoted towards Radha Krishna Lila. From now on for the next 3 weeks, because Balaram Jayanti is coming, then a week after that is Krishna's appearance, Vajjanastami, and 2 weeks after that is Radhastami. So we have in the next 3 weeks, They call festivals. Okay.
Haribo.
Haribo. Thank you very much.
Haribo.
Haribo.
I'm a Maya body.